This week's Peace Bucket on Hudson Mohawk Magazine is divided into two sections. The first half reports on a rally organized by college students at the state capitol on Monday, April 15th, to call on the SUNY administration, the governor, and state lawmakers, and Comptroller Tom DiNapoli to halt doing business and investing in Israel, at least until they stop the genocide in Gaza. The rally of several hundred people marched from the state capitol down to SUNY Central Administration. We hear from Samara Sangari with Black Lives Matter from Saratoga, Adrian Antonioli from Skidmore College, Peter Lavigne, a SUNY professor and co-chair of the Green Party of New York State, and Iyad Al-Karabi of the Queer Palestinian Empowerment Network. In the second half, we hear from Fred Nagel as part of his weekly activist radio segment from the Vassar College radio station.
Samara Sangari, she's a poet, a human rights scholar with a BA in Holocaust Genocide Studies, and a co-founder of Saratoga Black Lives Matter.
Call and response right now. Have much to talk today, but, and I come here because I always talk about the struggles and the interconnectedness of our fights and our movement.
Yes!
That Palestinians, just like indigenous peoples, just like black Americans in America, have fought against the chains and oppression of tyranny, just like Palestinians. It is simple as to why our fights are interconnected. Just like the Black Panther Party, who got messages, Angela Davis got letters from Palestinians talking about how they support her, how they fight for her, all the way in Palestine.
I hope and I pray, and we are here to see that this work that we've been doing in the past months materializes in a free, liberated, and independent Palestine. I'm a student organizer with Skidmore for Palestine, and we have spent the past 6 months demanding that Skidmore cut ties with Israel, whatever they may be. All of Skidmore's runs on HP, a company that is actively providing the necessary technology. Additionally, has a professorial exchange program with Ben-Gurion University of the Negev, a school which has stolen the water from indigenous Bedouin Palestinians and is intimately linked to the colonization of southern Palestine and the maintenance and occupation of the Gaza death camp. What more I can say about Skidmore's complicity in genocide, about Skidmore's role in maintaining this false sense that if only we have enough dialogues, we can get through this. But we know that there is no dialogue to be had between the sword and the neck. There is only an intifada, there is only revolution, there is only boycott, divestments, and sanctions that can take down the occupation, that can put an end to the genocide, and that can free Palestine. I want to focus on the solidarity that I see here today. For our struggle at Skidmore to be successful, we need SUNY BDS to be successful. In our schools, in our isolated workplaces, and our own personal shopping habits, no one will hear, no one will listen, and no one will act. Instead, we must act collectively and connect and activate on all of our campuses. For a future where universities in Gaza are rebuilt, and that the history, the intelligence, and the creativity of Palestine and the Palestinian people will finally be free.
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Yeah, my name's Peter Lavigne. I'm the co-chair of the Green Party of New York State. I'm also a professor at SUNY Oneonta. And I'm here to support the Palestinian rights and to protest with SUNY BDS.
And so what's the call for divestment? What's the focus of today?
The focus is to divest from stocks and other parts of the SUNY fund that are invested in military stocks that fund Israel or weapons that are attacking Gaza.
And what's the Green Party's position on this whole situation?
We support Gaza and we support Palestinian liberation. You know, we support a Palestinian state in the Middle East, and we call for an end to the genocide that's happening in Gaza and a permanent ceasefire.
And what should SUNY and the state controller and the rest of them do, and the governor?
They should divest, and they should call for a ceasefire. It's an unconscionable moral crime what's happening in Gaza right now. And every instant that our elected leaders don't stand up for what's right, it's a moral failing. You know, the comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, should stand up and say we're divesting from this, just like he should from stocks that invest in fossil fuel companies. And unfortunately, Tom DiNapoli has gotten away with it for too long and hasn't. But we need to put pressure on him, Kathy Hochul, and the legislature to do so.
Hi, so my name is Iyad. My affiliation is with QPEN, which is the LGBT Palestinian group nationally, locally the Palestinian Rights Committee, and as a SUNY alumni supportive of Palestinians organizing stuff.
And what was the message today?
To get SUNY to invest in human rights and divest from the state of Israel and divest from the war economy.
And have you had any response so far from SUNY?
Not really. I did try to let them know before we send the protest, come meet with us and do this anyway, but I guess we're going to have to.
Next is Fred Nagel of Activist Radio at Vassar College radio station.
Our first story is from Middle East Eye. A group of graduate students at Yale University launched a hunger strike on Friday in protest against the institution's investments in companies providing Israel with military weaponry. Students argue the university is profiting off what a growing number of Americans say is a genocide of Palestinians in Gaza being carried out by Israel. The hunger strike was launched after students with the group Hunger Strikers for Palestine sent a letter to the Yale president Savoy on Wednesday demanding that the university divest from its investments in companies providing Israel with military technology. Quote, in the total non-response of any kind from the institution we are speaking to, the final thing we can do is put our life on the line, our health and our well-being. Well, no response for the mainstream media either on this, except for Fox News, which sort of suggested the students had access to food if they wanted it and, you know, were lying about the fast, essentially. But I don't think our media wants this story to spread. There are tens of thousands of college students looking for something more powerful as we watch the children of Gaza starve to death. The second story is from Truth Out. In reality, the Biden administration has the power to stop Israel's offensive in Gaza in its tracks. Although Congress authorizes military aid, the President has the authority under the Arms Export Control Act to withhold, or threaten to withhold, the military aid when the recipient nation violates U.S. or international law. In terms of the international legal system, Israel is currently violating the Fourth Geneva Convention regarding the treatment of civilians in wartime, among a number of other statutes, and it's violating the UN Security Council Resolution 2728, which demands an immediate temporary ceasefire. Israel is also in violation of Section 502B of the 1961 Foreign Assistance Act, which prohibits aid to countries that prevent access to humanitarian relief supplies, and the 1999 Leahy Amendment, which prohibits funding foreign security forces engaged in the commission of gross violations of human rights. And finally, Biden's own National Security Memorandum 20, which requires U.S. security partners to provide written assurance that they will use U.S. military assistance in accordance with international law and facilitate humanitarian aid. Instead, Biden has utilized emergency powers to bypass public and congressional oversight in providing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arms from U.S. stockpiles overseas, including Hellfire missiles, bunker-busting bombs, which have had a devastating impact on Gaza's civilian population. At the end of March, his administration approved billions of dollars worth of additional bombs and fighter jets to Netanyahu's forces.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.